Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program. Excuse me. Good morning. Good evening. I'm getting the days mixed up. The hours mixed up. But good evening. Welcome to Reconnect My Heart Radio Program, the show that we talk about life's problems that may break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we'll discuss God's answers to life's problems to reconnect our heart back to the way that He originally made us. I'm so glad you're all able to join us. I am your host, Brother Prater, and I hope you enjoyed your Sunday. This is the first Sunday in July. If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen to the show, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. Or you can go to our chat room, which is on our website. You can leave your questions, your comments, or even if you just have a prayer request. I would like to say a huge hello to my church family at True Believers Tabernacle Church, where our pastor, Pastor Otis Logan. If you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, feel free to join us. We are at 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. So you can feel free to come in and join us at any time. Once again, I would like to say thank each and every one who are listening to this program, and thank you for your prayers and support. Okay, I had to readjust this mic. Okay, I have a question. Is it taking you too long to get over a disappointment? Well, just when you think that you're over it, something happens to remind you that you're not over it. On this episode, we're going to talk about bouncing back from disappointments and rejections in an episode called Speedy Recovery. Speedy Recovery. Excuse me. First, we have to look at it. Just about everyone in their life have dealt with some type of disappointment or rejection. Excuse me. For those who are going through it, there may be some that had gone through it, or if you've never been through it or not going through it now, keep on living. Chances are you will be going through it. What is rejection? Rejection is feeling left out, kicked out, not included, or no longer needed. And rejection can happen in a relationship, a marriage, at the workplace, in family, or even in church. It can happen anywhere and to anyone. So we have to look at it. Now, even though when you go through a rejection or some type of disappointment, this does not mean that you're not saved. It does not mean that, well, God must not love me. It can happen to anyone, and it has nothing to do with your salvation. Now, there are times where, because of being a Christian, there may be people who may isolate you because they don't like you. Sometimes they may not like your faith. Sometimes they may not like you personally. But the key thing is for us to look at, number one, anybody and everybody can go through it, regardless if they are saved, regardless if they are in a family, regardless of whoever it is. It can happen to anybody. You look at some successful people in life, it has happened to them. You can look at Michael Jordan. You can look at Luther Vandross. Matter of fact, for those who are in America, Luther Vandross was a popular singer back in the late 70s, 80s, and 90s. And one of the things he often talked about was, before he made it big, he applied for Showtime at the Apollo. He went to the audition, I think it was amateur night, and he got booed off the stage several times. But eventually, he not only became a successful background singer, but he became a successful solo artist. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. Excuse me. So rejection can happen to anyone. And by the way, Michael Jordan, although he was cut from the high school basketball team, look at his credentials now. He's listed as one of the most successful basketball players who ever played basketball. Whoever played the game, he was a student of the game. So when you look at several people, they all have had some type of rejection that has transpired. So realizing rejection, the feeling of being left out, not included, it can happen to anyone and in anywhere. Sometimes we look at things that go on in our life as things pertaining to adults. Adults go through rejection, but also, guess what? Also, teenagers, young adults, even infants, babies, they may feel left out. They may feel rejected. And so what we have to look at we have to look at, there may be some feelings that we feel, and I'm going to tell you like this, our response may all be different. We all may be dealing with the same type of rejection, but our response may be different. And what we have to do, we have to respect other people's response pertaining to what they're dealing with. We have to respect theirs. If there is someone that may have lost their job, let's say a couple of us have lost our job, we might have been working at the same workplace. Some people may smile, laugh, walk it off or whatever, while someone else is crying. We don't need to put that person down. We don't need to ridicule them because of the way that they're responding. And this is something as mature people we have to do. We have to be respectful. Respectful towards others, respectful towards other people's feelings. Because oftentimes, you never know what a person may have dealt with, and that's adding more on them. That's adding more. That's almost like the straw that broke the camel's back. So you never know what a person is already dealing with. So when someone is dealing with some type of situation, and then all of a sudden a new situation occurs, like I said, such as rejection or not feeling included. You never know how a person feels. And also the key thing is, I'm going to say it like this. Everybody want to feel included. Everybody want to feel a part of something. And it actually starts in our early age. We want to be accepted by first our parents, our family, and then in school. Those are the early stages that we learn our identity. And if a person don't feel included, if a person feel rejected at home, within their family, then what they do, they look outside of their family for validation. If father don't confirm or reaffirm their child's identity, they search for it elsewhere. If father or mother does not affirm, does not give that child security, oftentimes, they'll step outside of the family. They'll step outside of the house. Sometimes, they are influenced in a positive direction and link themselves up with someone that's going to give them positive things. But then, on the other hand, there may be someone that may go the other way, and they end up gravitating in an area that's not healthy, that's not beneficial, such as if they're rejected outside of their, if they're rejected within their family, someone may reach outside of the house, such as joining a gang, or even going into the streets in prostitution. Various things. You never know what may lead a person or where a person may be headed. Sometimes they end up beating themselves up because they feel like that that's their identity, because someone rejects them, especially family. When, see, family plays a huge important role in letting a person know their worth, their value. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes we may not have had the best upbringing, or we may not have had the quote unquote ideal family in our eyesight. So sometimes, sometimes what happens if we are not careful, sometimes we end up linking ourselves with someone that's not going to benefit us, not help us, but hurt us. Someone that's not going to lead us into the purpose that God has for us, but someone that's going to draw us away from. So we have to be very, very careful to first understand who we are, First of all, understand who God is. That's first thing. First thing, understand who God is, but then also understand who we are in God. Understand our identity in God. Understand who He said we are, in spite of what we may be lacking within our family, within society, friendship, or lack of friendship. And then also sometimes, also sometimes what I was speaking about even pertaining to church. Sometimes you may not feel like you include, you fit in the ideal, if you want to say, family or friends. Sometimes people may call you weird. Sometimes because you being a friendly person, sometimes we easily want to make friends, and a lot of time we assume because we are friendly, other people will be friendly towards us. And what happened when we open ourselves up to people and we end up getting a harsh reaction from people that hurt us, sometimes that scar us, because it makes us feel like, why are people being so mean to you when you're not mean to other people? Sometimes people, just being honest, sometimes people don't have proper upbringing. And sometimes people don't understand or know how to treat genuine, kind people. Sometimes because of the way that, if let's just say we were raised in a good, moral, ethical family, we can't assume that everybody else was raised in the same environment. Sometimes people are raised differently than us. Even though that sounds simple, but that's something that we really, really, really have to understand. Not everybody is like you. Not everybody is like me. And because of me being a kind person, an open person, and me assuming that the next person would treat me the same way, that would set me up for failure. That would set me up for disappointment. So I may be a welcome person towards somebody, but I shouldn't assume that everybody else is going to welcome me with open arms. So, excuse me. So we have to understand the rejection happens and is real. Rejection hurts. Let's be honest. Rejection hurts regardless of what age you are, regardless of what race, what culture, what sex you are. Rejection hurts. And there may be people who may handle rejection better than others. But the key thing is we have to cope with and process that rejection, so that way we won't take it to heart. Because if we don't properly deal with it in a healthy way, what happens, it ends up building up into our hearts. And once it builds up, what happens is we end up expecting that we're going to be rejected by everyone, and it make us standoffish. It make us not want to bond or not want to reach out to people. Also, realizing that rejection is an emotion. Rejection is a real emotion, and it deals with your soul. Now, what is your soul? Your soul is the way you think, your thought process, your emotions, your logic, your reasoning. That is your soul. And realizing that feeling of rejection or disappointment deals with your soul. So we have to deal with it in a healthy, biblical way in order for us to get the healing that we need to be able to go on with life. Some of the things I wanted to share with y'all, we have to look at when we look at rejection, we can't take rejection personally. What do I mean? just because there's some rejection that we deal with, number one, rejection does not define who you are as an individual. Rejection does not define your character nor your worth. There are many people that have gone through rejection, like I stated earlier, but also we have to look at this. Let's just say you being the ideal, the perfect doctor. You might be the number one doctor in town. And somebody needs the best plumber. Now, somebody needs the best plumber. And someone give them your card, which is you being the greatest doctor. If someone give them your card as the greatest doctor, but they need a plumber, just because they turn you down does not mean that you're not a great doctor. The key thing we have to look at, even though you were rejected or turned down, they turned you down because they did not have a need for a doctor. They had a need for a plumber. So even though you might have been the best doctor, but they need a great plumber. So realizing that does not take away your value nor your worth because they did not have a need for you. We have to look at when a person is rejected. We have to look at a lot of times when we are rejected by people, sometimes that's a no. We get a no from them. And like I said, we can't take that personal. We can't take that to heart. We can't take that as a quote unquote failure of who we are or a failure of what we can do. A lot of times with that no, sometimes that no is not a permanent no. Sometimes that no is a not yet. You may have a great idea, and other people in the company may have a great idea, but they may not use your idea. They may use other people's idea right now and put your idea on reserve. Does that mean that your idea is not important? No, it's not. No, it does not mean that. What it means is they may look at yours may be a great idea, but they put it on reserve to build up to your idea. Your idea may not be an immediate solution to a current problem. Your solution may be a great idea, but they may need more tools or they may need to build up to get to your quote-unquote idea. So we have to understand, even though that rejection may have came, we have to understand that does not mean that you're not important or your ideals are not important. So just realize, even though you may not see it being exercised or your ideals may not be used at that time, that does not mean that it's not a good idea. And who knows? God may have them to not use your idea. Why? Number one, it may teach us patience. It may teach us, hey, don't use that for this. Sometimes God may have us to be rejected for us to be somewhere else. All rejection ain't bad. Sometimes you have to be kicked out of something to be accepted in somewhere else. What does that mean? There may be many people who may have gotten fired in life. There might have been people who may have walked away from them. Many people may have left them. And next thing you know, that person that was rejected, that person that was disappointed, received that disappointment or experienced that disappointment, what happened? because of what they went through, and they went through it the right way, they might have became one of the more successful businessmen or ladies in town. Matter of fact, my pastor was working at a job that he worked on for many years, and then one day they laid off everybody. He was working at a company called Red Ball. And when he got laid off, of course, I can imagine it devastated him. A company that you were expecting to be at either until you retire or the day you die. And next thing you know, he got laid off. The company just left. And one thing led to another, him being a pastor, but he still experienced a rejection, a disappointment, being laid off. And then one day his little son, one of his twin sons, told him, he said, "Daddy, you know, you think we don't be listening to you when you're preaching, but we hear you. And oftentimes you preach about faith. Do you have faith?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, I got faith. Okay, faith." "Well, you didn't preach faith. You didn't teach faith. Now time to use faith." So what happened? The pastor ended up collecting tires, and he started working and creating a business for himself. Now, years later, now he's head. He's the owner of one of the more successful tire companies in this area, if not Texas. And it all started, why? Because he was rejected. He was laid off. He couldn't see the hand of God move and the power of what God can do while he was still on that job. Now, don't get me wrong. God can move. God did move while he was on that job, but he can see a stronger grip. He can see God flex his muscles and see what God can really do by him stepping out on faith. And a lot of times, God allows us to be pushed out the nest, not to hurt us, but for us to fly. But more importantly, for us to trust him, for us to fly. So sometimes being rejected is a great thing. And also realizing in that rejection, like I said, don't take it personal. It does not define who we are. But also, even those who had rejected us, we have to forgive them. We can't hold that against them. Sometimes they don't really know who we really are. Sometimes they may have rejected us willfully, thinking to hurt us, thinking to harm us, thinking that that would devastate us. But no matter what, even those who willfully, intentionally did something wrong, we still have to forgive them. Realizing that forgiveness is not so much for them, but that forgiveness is for us to keep our spirit clean. So that way we can still be upright before God. Realizing that sometimes God will even use our enemies to bless us. And sometimes that blessing is for them to reject us or give us a quote unquote disappointment. But one of the things I often think about, the scripture that said what the devil meant for evil, God will turn it for your good. So realizing no matter what situation, even those, like I said, that try to do harm to us, we still forgive them. But also, I'm going to share something with you all. I was dating a young lady. This was in 96, as a matter of fact. Matter of fact, this was April the 1st of 1996 on a Monday morning, 11:02 a.m. She told me, "You know, I'm going to have to end this relationship. She said, you deserve somebody better. And a lot of time when we hear that, that's a cop out. A lot of time we hear that, well, you deserve somebody better. A lot of time when you think about it, what they mean is they got somebody better. But what caught my attention when she told me that, she said, you deserve somebody better. She said, remember a couple of weeks ago, I called you to go shopping and you told me that you're about to go to church. It was on a Sunday morning. You were about to go to church, but we can go shopping after we get out of church, after I got out of church. And she said, remember that? And I was so adamant about for you to go shopping with me now, But you said, no, I'm going to go to church first. You can come to church with me, but I'm going to church first. She brought that up to me, and she said, remember that? I said, yes. She said, see, you need and you deserve someone in church. You deserve a good girl. And she, I have to admit, even though that was a hurtful, a painful experience, but she said something that really caught my attention. She said something because, in actuality, she even saw the best in me. And she, even being honest with me and being honest with herself, not saying that she was a bad person, but she knew what I stood for. And me putting God first and everything. And even though it hurt it, but it helped me. It helped me to appreciate her honesty, but also it made me realize that I had to be careful in who I date. So her saying that, and I appreciate her honesty. And so with her saying that, it really helped me to understand how much God even loved me, even to not just allow that, but allow her truth to come out. So being able to forgive, but also realize this, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. That's a song that was by Garth Brooks. Sometimes we may have prayed for a quote-unquote job or prayed for a quote-unquote relationship, and it didn't work out. Or they left us. They abandoned us. And we hurt. But the key thing we have to realize, even in that rejection, the good thing is it frees us to get the right thing or the right person. It frees us to get what God has for us in his heart. See, a lot of times we can't get what God has for us because we got something in our heart. And we can't receive what God has in his hand because we got something in our heart. And so what we have in our heart don't match what God has in his hands. So sometimes God wants to allow you to be rejected or ejected and have your heart cleansed and healed so that way you can receive what's in his hand. Because what's in his hand came from his heart. And what's in God's hand, which came from his heart, it will soothe our heart and it will not cause conflict, drama, heartbreak, or heartache. Realize what God give us, it adds no sorrow. What the blessings of God adds no sorrow. The blessings of God adds no turmoil, has no controversy, has no quote-unquote stipulations or ill motive. What God has for us came from him, came from his heart. He has our best interest in his heart. He has our best interest in his mind. And what God has for us is for keeps. What God has for us, there's no drama. There is no stipulations. What God has for us, there will be a peace that comes with it. Why? Because God's warranty is on there. God's fingerprints are on there. And if you receive something, or if you have something, or in something, and it seems questionable, it may seem like, well, you know what? It's almost like a conflict that's going on. It's almost like a war within. You might need to examine that. Because God might be letting you know that there may be something that you need to get rid of or allow yourself to be freed from. So realizing that some of God's greatest gifts comes through disappointment, comes through rejection. So a couple of things that we need to do that will help us to overcome those situations, to overcome disappointments, to overcome rejection, and realizing we just about those who have went through disappointment or rejection, when we think about it, when we delay that process, when we delay or put off analyzing, we actually delaying it. When we put off in dealing with our emotions, dealing with the reality, we avoid the healing process. And understand, going through rejection, going through disappointment, it's a grief. It's a grief. Grief is, you know, a loss. Those feelings, that's actually a grief. But we have to deal with it. We can't avoid it. If you avoid it, like I said, you're putting off the inevitable. You're putting off your healing process. And so many people are living a life, and they may be in their 60s, in their 70s, but they may have experienced something in their teens or 20s, and they not healed. They still carrying it. They have not gone through that process. And what happened, there is no maturity. There is no growth because they're not honest with themselves. They're not dealing with that. They have not dealt with that hurt, that rejection, that disappointment. So that old saying, time heals wounds, that's a lie. Time does not heal wounds. It's what you do in that time. That's what heals wounds. And what you do in that time is realizing when you're facing it, you're not facing it alone. Number one, God is there with you. But also, God will send people to help you, to encourage you, to remind you that everything's going to be all right. But also, what we have to do in some of the steps, we have to change our routine. We have to change our routine. Sometimes, let's just say, in a relationship that has ended, a lot of times we have gotten into a routine of calling a person or talking to a person at a specific time. And then when that relationship is over, when that time comes where you would normally talk to that person, what happened? You begin to reflect on that person. And if you don't do anything in place of that, you end up allowing yourself to grieve in an unhealthy way by allowing your life to stop. So what do? You begin to start doing healthy things, such as what you would do with that other person now they're no longer in your life. You make sure that you now do something for yourself. When you would normally call that person on your lunch break, now, on your lunch break, you spend some quality time with you. You can read. You can pray. You can even, be with other crowds. Be with other people. Whatever you would do, make sure that you do something, not just allowing that time and space to just be where you just mourn. Another thing you need to do, and this is actually number one, evaluate yourself. Take inventory of yourself. Look at who you are now. Because a lot of times with rejection, with a loss or grief, sometimes it changes us, or sometimes it makes us aware of who we are. So evaluate yourself. Look at how you can improve on yourself. Look at how you can improve by, it might be a physical appearance. What can you do differently? Or it may be an emotional improvement. You know, like I said, just looking at yourself all over and do a personal inventory. Evaluate yourself mentally, physically, financially, socially, but more importantly, spiritually. A lot of times, even with the rejection, sometimes what we'll do when we experience that and when we evaluate ourselves, we realize, whoa, I spent so much time in this person and they weren't any good, but I spent more time with this person than even my relationship with God or even with myself. Or let's just say in a failed relationship, hey, you know what? I might have moved too fast. I didn't really check out that person. So next time I'll be more careful in who I choose to date or who I choose to befriend. Also, you can look at even at a job, you being rejected from a job, realizing that what you learned at that job, not just the skills, but even the principles, even the friendships, look at what good you got out of it. You know, my dad have always said, no matter what happened in life, there's always some good that come out of it. It's just our responsibility to find that good. So even with the rejection pertaining to, like I said, a relationship, or even within the workplace, or even within family, evaluate yourself and look at, there's always some good that come out of it. Now, I'm gonna take a little pause right quick. I'm going to bring up something. When I was speaking about even pertaining to church. Now, sometimes we forget that people that go to church, not everybody is saved or not everybody is delivered. So sometimes there's an expectation that we have pertaining to people that we run into at church or that we deal with in church. And we may not feel included in a specific quote-unquote clique, but even with that rejection, we have to realize, number one, regardless if they're in a church and we're at a church setting or not, we have to realize that we're dealing with human people. And sometimes just dealing with people in general. Sometimes people may be moody. Sometimes people may be opinionated. Sometimes you may love a person and y'all may be of the same faith, but sometimes there may be a personality clash. So we have to realize that sometimes even within the church family, there may be a personality clash. Now, that does not mean that we don't communicate with them, but we just have to respect other people's feelings. Sometimes you might deal with somebody who's not a good listener, and another person that might be a straight talker. You know, some people, they may talk to themselves or talk within themselves pertaining to thinking, pertaining to logical thinking. There may be some people that may think out loud, which means talk out loud, need to hear themselves. You know, there may be a habit. It might be a habit that some people just don't want to deal with. Matter of fact, even me, those that know me, I keep a jug of water with me. I stay thirsty. Sometimes I don't want to be waiting to get some water or something to drink. Sometimes I just have my jug with me. But also with me, it helps me to consume more water. But some people don't like for me to have my jug of water. But hey, you know, to each his own. I don't take it personal. That's just my preference. And I respect people's preference. And those that know me, I let people know that I respect my own preference. So when I deal with people who don't want me to have my jug of water, what I do, I move around. But I ain't going to give up my jug of water. So, like I said, some of the steps, like I said, evaluating yourself. You know, room for improvement. What can we do to better ourselves? Pick up new hobbies. Pick up new skills. What you can do. What can you do? Matter of fact, what I used to do, I used to make sure if there was some type of rejection that I received in my life, whenever I dealt with it, I always did something better. I always picked up a new trait, something that I would do. One time during a friendship that had ended, I waited around the house and I had a hard time just dealing with that. And then one night I fell asleep on the couch and in the middle of the night, I ended up waking up and it just hit me. Wait a minute. You need to get up, go to the store, get a cookbook, buy some ingredients and start cooking. And I think I got up somewhere around, say, 3:30 in the morning. Went to the store, went to two different stores, got some ingredients, came home, and I started cooking. I cooked some. I never forget. I fixed some Italian pizza pocket with some green beans, corn on the cob, two different apple pies. I made the Dutch apple pie and an apple apple turnover, and something else I made. Oh, I think I had fixed some salad too. And I did all that, and I stayed up the rest of the night, on up to in the morning, till the sun came up, and my house smelled. Oh, it smelled like a chef's house. The aroma was so nice, and I just took it to work, and just had people to try it out. And they were very pleased. I said all that to say this. It gave me confidence on the response of what I got from people. They loved it. Some of them even wanted me to cook some more. But I did that to learn how to cook and also start investing into myself. Sometimes when we deal with the rejection, when you take inventory of yourself, a lot of times, that's a great opportunity to invest into yourself, to improve yourself. Like I said, mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, emotionally. So, they always said the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. And all of us can improve in areas of our life. So, whatever areas of your life you can improve in, do it. And also realize this, when you're dealing with rejection or disappointment, count your blessings. Like I said, there's always some good that come out of any and every situation that we deal with. Sometimes that rejection is freeing you from a job so you can have your own job. Sometimes that rejection in that relationship is freeing you to be with someone that's committable or someone that's going to love you. Sometimes you may have loved someone and they rejected you, and now you're free to love someone that's going to love you back. But what we can't do, like I said, we can't take it personal. We can't allow ourselves to even lower our character or morals and put, I'll say it like this, and react in a way that will make us miss our blessing. So what we need to do is make sure that we allow ourselves to pray and be prayerful, even when you deal with disappointments, rejection, heartbreak. Be in prayer. That's the perfect time to pray and ask God for an understanding of why it happened, because like I said, the why may help you to even improve yourself. What if you didn't, let's say, what if you were a bad manager of your time? What if you were not very punctual on your job or whatever position that you might have held at church or within the family? What did you mismanage? What if it was something on your end that caused them to see that there was someone else that were better qualified? So like I said, allowing this to be a time where you can redefine or refine who you are. So a lot of times that rejection is for our benefit to improve, but also it's a lot of time is the opportunity for us to really seek God and ask Him to help us to become the men and ladies that He wants us to be, but also for Him to help us to be in the purpose that He has for us to be in. So no matter what reason that you dealt with that rejection, ask God to help you with the understanding and the purpose behind it. So that way, if it was your fault, that way you won't make those same mistakes again. That way you can learn from your mistakes. But also, it can help someone else if you mentor them, if you encourage them, if you help them. Those will be extra tools you can help them, for them to understand the importance of time management and accountability and being responsible for yourself. The wrestler, it was a wrestler named Kevin Von Erich. And he told me that, well, he didn't tell me directly, but he was in the interview and he said that his father taught him three principles that really stuck with him. And his father told him to be a man of your word, always be on time, and pay your bills on time. That sounds so simple, but many people don't do that. Also, even at work, there was a young man that was telling me about the importance of him being at work on time. He said for him to be early at work, for him to be early means he's right on time. But for him to be on time, that means that he's late. So what he tried to do, he tried to put himself in a position where he's at work early enough so he won't have to rush. And I was like, wow, it really made sense. So for us to be able to just be responsible for our time, be responsible for ourselves, and like I said, utilizing that time to help us be redefined, for us to be, if you want to say, be responsible, but also to improve ourselves. Also, I do want to say this. Excuse me. Also, I do want to say this. Regardless of what happened with your rejection, with your disappointment, know ultimately God can heal. God can heal. God can speed up the process and help us to overcome whatever disappointment that we may have faced for us to be able to be healed. And it don't take God long. What takes us long for us to be healed is us giving it to God and do it His way. Handle it His way. God has a method, and He's concerned about each and every part of our life. Every aspect of our life, God is concerned about it. God wants you to give it to Him. The hurt, the misunderstanding, the confusion. And don't feel like, well, you know, I give, you know, bigger problems to God. No, God wants even those small, what you call small problems. Because number one, small problems unaddressed, small problems undealt with become huge mountains in our life, in our hearts. So there's nothing too small for God, and there's nothing too hard for God. So allow these be an opportunity for us to give to God, and for us to rest in His word, rest in His comfort, knowing that He can heal us, and it don't take long. I'm going to say this, before we get ready to pray, one of the relationships that had ended in my life, it took me 18 months to get over because I didn't know how to deal with it. I was young, but I was always reminded, and I didn't know how to properly grieve. But then years later, I dealt with another one. And that one took me maybe 5 to 7 minutes. The key difference was, number one, I did not allow that to define who I was. The other thing was realizing that God has someone better. God has something else better. Now, like I said, does that mean that they are a bad person when they reject us? No. Like I said, not only does it mean that it doesn't define our character, but also it does not define their character either. So when we're rejected, like I said, pertaining to a relationship or a job or whatever, that's not our time to point our finger in their face. But you know what? Some people always say, I can do bad by myself. Just sit down and shut up. We don't need to be saying that. This is not the time for us to lose our character, lose our professionalism. Pray for them and move on. Because like I said, who knows? They may have done you a favor, but also you may not be ready. You may not be responsible. You may not be ready for their level. So no matter what, you be responsible and you be ready for your own level. But more importantly, this is the time for us to pray and give it to God and ask God to help us in every aspect of our life. And know that God can and God will move for you if you give it to Him. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We come to you right now, God. Thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do right now, God. God, you see the needs of each person right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, to help your people right now, God. They might have dealt with some type of hurt, some type of rejection right now, God. God, we speak, God, that you heal their heart, God. Heal the wound, heal the scar, and the scar tissue right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, God, to help them, God, to understand, God, what you can teach them even through this process, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we not only thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for you to flex your muscles, God, in this situation. But God, we thank you, Lord, for the teachable moment, God, that you have allowed this to be, God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. God, we're speaking, God, for those who may not be saved, God, give them that desire to accept you as Lord and Savior over their life right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there may be some that may need physical healing right now, God. Touch and heal their body right now in the name of Jesus. And stand by everything you stand for, by every problem, by every confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak in healing. We speak in healing. We speak in wholeness right now from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do right now. We proclaim your name of healing and wholeness right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony that's coming from this right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We proclaim your name, God. You are awesome, God. You are faithful, God. You are committable, God, and we thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I want to thank each and every one who tuned in and listened and who supported this program. Feel free to contact me on Facebook. I'm Brother Prater. That's Brother B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P as in Paul, P-R-A-T-E-R, Brother Prater. I post daily devotions and videos on my Facebook page, or you can go on my YouTube channel also as Brother Prater, or you can go to my website. My website is www.brotherprater.org. You will see my daily devotions and upcoming events and personal appearances on my website. Also, you can go to the store section of my website and you can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to applaud the fathers who are taking care of their responsibilities, to educate and challenge those who are not, and to give single women a way to identify the qualities of a potential future husband and or father to present and or future children. I want to thank each and every one of you all who listened to this program and who supported it. I thank each and every one of you all. God bless you all. Good night. Reconnect my heart. God bless you.